Packaging and product characteristics. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, packaging is the materials surrounding an item to protect it from damage during transportation. The type of packaging influences the danger of such damage. Note how definition relates very strongly to risk. In fact, a carrier can be exempt from any liability for cargo damages if the packaging is considered inadequate. The purpose of industrial packaging is to protect goods from damage, loss, or spoilage, and to facilitate storage and shipping. In this sense, packaging needs are influenced by product characteristics and by practical warehousing and transportation needs for better warehouse space utilization, more economical transportation, less shrinkage due to damage, improved safety and handling, and greater control over inventory during warehousing and transportation. Unitization, making the right size master cartons and unit loads, can strongly affect materials handling efficiency and effectiveness. Logistics professionals can achieve great cost savings by using less expensive packaging or fitting more units in the same space while simultaneously reducing risk of damage, loss, or spoilage. In many cases, packaging can also be designed to be recyclable, made from recycled materials, and/or reusable, thus reducing environmental impact while sometimes also being cheaper than the original materials. Packaging and unitization are like the center puzzle pieces in the complex puzzle that is logistics. They need to fit well with each other and with manufacturing processes. Packaging may be needed to minimize the risk of damage during manufacturing processes, but it must interface well with production equipment and flow. Packaging added during or at the end of production cannot be allowed to become a bottleneck area, for example, materials handling. Unitization should minimize the number of moves a material needs, for example, trips between loading docks and storage bays. This will save money and reduce the risk of damage. However, the packaging also needs to interface well with the customer's handling equipment. For example, since pallets can be handled by almost any party, these are preferred whenever product characteristics allow it. The correct pallet type and stacking method for the customer must be used. Warehousing and transportation requirements. Packaged materials need to fit well within designated storage areas and transportation payload areas. Part of this is accomplished through development of efficient unit loads or the design of packages to stack efficiently with other units of their own type or with assortments. Cost budgets. Transportation rates differ by packaging type, so this may also drive unit load selection. Cost control requirements may look for ways to retain the full protective capabilities of the packaging while fitting more units in the same space. Increasing the utilization of space and payload areas while retaining the protective capabilities of packaging may require trade-offs, or it could be accomplished using product design, kit design, or innovative packaging. Information systems. Packaging must include methods to correctly and quickly identify the item within, both visually and using automated systems. Packaging should facilitate easy and error-free handling using available warehouse equipment. The discussion of packaging must consider the concept of physical product characteristics, since these characteristics affect the economics and risks of handling, including transportation and storage, and influence packaging decisions. For example, the shipping of aerosol containers is more complex and costly due to the risk of explosion. Grain storage bins must be adequately ventilated to avoid the risk of explosions and fires due to suspended grain dust. Product state. Products exist in solid, liquid, or gaseous form. Products may also exist as slurries or colloidal products, which are solid suspended in liquid. Examples include peanut butter, mixed cement, liquid manure waste, wood pulp, and some oil refinery waste. Some products can change state under certain circumstances. For example, propane gas can be transformed into a liquid, LNG, by keeping it under pressure. Solids. Solids may be handled in package or bulk forms. Solids are frequently handled in various package forms, on pallets with cases, in large cardboard pallet boxes, in gitter boxes, steel wire cages with pallet bottoms or rolling bins, on garment racks. Bulk packaged materials can be handled using pallet moving equipment, cranes, and so on. Solids handled in bulk form include materials that are too large to fit on pallets, such as steel girders, logs, or utility poles. Dense raw materials. These products either are ordered in amounts that make packaging impractical or an unnecessary expense, for example, ore, coal, gravel, sand, salt, grains, or, because of economic considerations, are packaged at some later point in the supply chain, closer to the consumer, for example, milled grains, seeds, nuts. Bulk solids are distinguished by their angle of repose, a characteristic that describes how high a pile can be stacked. For example, iron ore, with an angle of repose of 35 degrees, can be stacked higher than anthracite coal, which has an angle of repose of 27 degrees. Unpackaged solids are handled using conveyor belts, shovel devices, pumps, gravity effects, and so on. Liquids. Liquids can be differentiated by their viscosity level or resistance to flow. Water has low viscosity, while some petroleum products or molasses or glycerin have high viscosity. Changes in viscosity can be triggered by environmental changes, such as temperature. Liquids can be transported by pipeline or in units, for example, barrels or drums, tankers. They can be stored in tanks. Highly viscous products transported in bulk may need specialized transportation vehicles and pumping mechanisms to reduce their viscosity levels. Peanut butter, for example, may be transported in bulk in large pallet-sized lined containers. High viscosity pumps are then used to move the product into the consumer packaging process or production line. Gases. Gases are compressible and are often transported in bulk in pipelines or large pressurized cylinders / tankers to increase their capacity. Note that pressurized gas cylinders are by their nature regarded as dangerous goods. UN Class 2 dangerous goods, even if the contents are not otherwise dangerous, for example, flammable, oxidizing, or toxic. Compressed gases in most cases cannot be transported by air. Compressed gas cylinders used as packaging must be regularly tested and approved by an authorized regulatory body. During transportation, they should be transported in a suitably ventilated vehicle, such as an open or flatbed truck. Here are some common regulatory requirements for storage: disconnect regulator and hose. Valves on all cylinders are closed. If cylinder is designed to have a protection cap, the protection cap must be in place. Other product qualities and interactions. In addition to the product state, each product will have varying characteristics that may dictate how it is stored and handled. These considerations are crucial to ensuring the safe and efficient operation of any warehouse. Density. Density refers to the ratio of mass to volume. Highly dense products will weigh out before they cube out, which means that a load will reach the vehicle's weight limit before it fully fills the container. Iron ore will typically weigh out a river barge, for example, while less dense coal will cube out the same barge. Contamination prevention. While preventing contamination is important for many products, it is a regulatory requirement for food products and pharmaceuticals. In pharmaceutical and food manufacturing, contamination can have many entry points and can take different forms, such as biological contamination versus physical contamination. Such facilities need many safeguards and procedures. Packaging is one of these safeguards. The packaging needs to be designed to prevent the types of contamination that are at risk. The packaging may also need to keep the contents of the package from contaminating other products. Furthermore, the packaging may need to be able to accommodate any sterilization or related processes, such as spraying or irradiating the products. Perishability. When creating packaging for perishable items, the materials must be clean and hygienic and may need to be tamper-proof. Preventing contamination is a key goal of packaging for perishable products. The items need to be kept fresh, which may require breathability or other features. Perishable product packaging can include plastic, resealable pouches, cardboard, or metal. Live animals. Animals require specialized handling to provide for basic necessities, especially air and water, and reduce risk of injury and death. For example, pet fish are transported in plastic bags that have the minimum amount of water needed to keep them alive due to the cost of shipping the water and enough air above the water to allow the water to stay aerated for a short time. The bags are then kept in insulated containers to minimize temperature change. It may also be necessary to design methods of keeping animals as calm as possible. Fish are often transported with tranquilizers in the water. Stockyard loading/unloading and handling techniques are designed to reduce stress on livestock. Animals may be segregated to deal with aggression. Physical and emotional stress from overcrowding must also be managed. Chemical interactions. Certain products will interact with other products in proximity, which can cause spoilage or shorten the life of a perishable product. For example, chemicals emit smells that can cause food to taste or smell bad. Even some vegetables need to be segregated. Tomatoes, apples, and pears emit ethylene, and other vegetables like lettuce, broccoli, and watermelon will yellow or decay when kept near them for too long because they are ethylene sensitive. Fruits and vegetables also ripen after being picked unripe. During this time, they emit heat and gases in a process called respiration. In some cases, it is necessary to slow this ripening process using refrigeration or by pumping gases to surround the cargo. Other chemical interactions can produce emission of toxic fumes, corrosion of the container, risk of explosion or fire, and so on. These hazards require special handling procedures as well as proper warning signs on vehicles and packaging. Environmental interactions. Environmental influences such as the following create requirements for both transportation and storage that must be included in materials handling planning. Temperature. To avoid spoilage, perishable items like fruit, vegetables, meats, fish, or yeast may require refrigeration or freezing, cold energy, ice packs, gel ice packs, or dry ice packs, insulation, fast modes of transport, and special monitoring equipment. Temperature can also affect the efficacy and quality of certain pharmaceuticals. Freezing contents can expand and damage packaging, causing loss of product and spills that necessitate cleaning. Light. Some chemicals are photosensitive and must be stored in packaging that blocks sunlight. Sunlight can also fade fabrics in garments being stored or transported on hangers. Rain and humidity. Milled lumber can generally withstand moisture, but fabricated wood products, for example plywood board, laminates, will be damaged by water. High humidity levels can cause corrosion in electronics and growth of mold in products or in containers. Wind. While piles of coal and aggregate may not be affected by temperature and dampness, they are subject to other environmental effects. Wind can create health hazards from blowing dust. Materials that are not dense must be secured. Fragility. Fragile goods require extra packaging and often special handling. For example, a bottle of liquid may be placed in a sturdy box before packing with other units in a master carton to prevent spillage. Some fragile products must be handled manually rather than with equipment. Sometimes the extra packaging is beneficial. The master carton used for the bottles makes them more secure but also more stackable. This saves spaces and labor. In other circumstances, however, extra protection against damage comes with extra cost. You are now shipping all of the air around these units that could have contained more product if it was shipped in bulk. This is why consumer packaging is often delayed as long as possible.